Among the many dignitaries attending the Pope's funeral tomorrow will be Britain's Prince Charles. The prince had to postpone his own wedding by one day to attend. Charles' long relationship with, and now marriage to, Camilla Parker Bowles has drawn lots of ridicule over the years, but Slate foreign editor June Thomas thinks it's time somebody stuck up for Charles and Camilla.
Poor Prince Charles can't catch a break. He had to postpone his wedding. Devotees of his deceased ex-wife Diana are threatening to picket the nuptials, and wedding memorabilia is selling poorly. Apparently, his future subjects don't want to dry their dishes on a towel bearing the likeness of his bride-to-be. His family and fellow royals won't even do him the honour of inventing decent excuses to skip the ceremony. His father refused to cancel a trip to Germany, of all places, and Sweden's crown princess is otherwise engaged opening an IKEA store in Japan. Charles is an easy and usually deserving target. He's the squarest man in the world, a rich, underemployed old fogey who has dressed and acted like the 56-year-old he is for the last 40 years. But after a lifetime of feckless world travel, dilettantism, and endless chuckers of polo, he's finally coming good. Despite years of unforgivably cruel jokes at the expense of the woman he loves, Charles is about to do something a Frenchman would never consider. He's going to marry his mistress. If the groom in Saturday's ceremony were just Charlie Windsor, he would be a hero, a mensch of modern maturity. Instead, British press gleefully report the many missteps on the way to the wedding. What's wrong with two divorcees correcting the mistakes of their youth and finally getting wed? Just take a look at them. Charles and Camilla are living proof that love is blind. Yes, they committed adultery, but that was after Diana had cuckolded him at least twice, with one of her protection officers and with Major James Hewitt, a man she described as her riding instructor. Diana may have been a godsend for the House of Windsor's gene pool and for the tabloid press, but she was a terrible match for Charles. If 18th century English writer Samuel Johnson was right, and second marriages represent the triumph of hope over experience, Charles and Camilla are an exception. In their case, it is the long-deferred victory of experience over hope. In an age when tycoons engage in serial matrimony with ever younger and more beautiful partners, Charles is doing his bit to atone for the sins of rich men everywhere. He's making an honest woman of his age-appropriate partner, a woman with whom he is well-matched in looks, habits, and hobbies, who he's known and loved for more than 30 years. His big mistake was to get his weddings out of order. Charles married his first wife second and his trophy wife first.
Opinion and best wishes to the happy couple from Slate foreign editor June Thomas.